When North Carolina voters go to the polls on Super Tuesday, they'll be faced with making a preliminary selection on who should be the next superintendent of public instruction. It's a position that directs an enormous amount of state and other funds. But it's also a role that is poorly defined and currently a source of contention. WUNC's Coldell Charco reports.
At a State Board of Education meeting in January, current State Superintendent Mark Johnson phoned in late into the day-long meeting. He quickly began a long, repetitive description of background information. After a while, Board Member J.B. Buxton had had enough.
Okay, Mr. Superintendent, quick question.
Again, the law says...
Mr. Superintendent, quick question.
State Board shall require.
Mr. Superintendent. Let me intervene with a question here. So I want to try to get to the heart of the matter.
The heart of the matter is this. The board and the superintendent have been at odds almost since Johnson was elected in 2016. Soon after, he worked with Republican leadership and the General Assembly to give his position more power over spending decisions. Johnson is hardly the first superintendent to clash with others, even in his own party. His predecessor, Democrat June Atkinson, sued Democratic Governor Bev Perdue for attempting to take away some of her powers. Atkinson won in court, but while the case was being adjudicated, she and the board worked fairly well together. Eric Davis is the current chair of the State Board of Education.
It's worked well when the superintendent and the board work as a team. Unfortunately, the last 3 years feel that the board and the superintendent have been pitted against each other.
Board members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the legislature. They serve 8-year terms. Davis says having an appointed state board was the state's plan to stabilize the education system by keeping the board more insulated from the winds of political change every election.
And the more that you can create stability and protect the public school system from drastic changes in politics and individual votes, better outcomes for students. Because again, it's about creating an environment for learning that's founded on stability and certainty and thoughtful leadership.
Around a dozen states in the U.S. have a similar format with an elected superintendent and appointed board of education. But when asked, Davis says it may be time to reassess whether the superintendent should be elected after all.
The opportunity for an appointed superintendent does create the chance to hire a seasoned, skilled, experienced professional educator to come in and lead our Department of Public Instruction.
That appointment isn't going to happen in this election cycle. Johnson has decided to run for lieutenant governor. 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans have filed to replace him as state superintendent. But no matter who wins, some believe the problems will continue as long as there's an appointed state board of education. Republican State Senator Chuck Edwards of Hendersonville is one of those who hopes to change that.
It appears to me that that's simply a bureaucracy that can't be held accountable to any entity, and that more times than not seems to be getting in the way of an elected official.
Edwards and GOP Senate leader Phil Berger have both indicated they would like to restructure educational leadership in the state. If that ever makes it out of the General Assembly, North Carolina voters would get a chance to weigh in. It would have to take the form of an amendment to the state constitution, which requires a statewide referendum vote. Coldell Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.